And we'll stop and check it and make sure it's taking.
Okay. Well, now, first of all, the rabbi you referred to was my husband. He was a Reform rabbi in Bridgeport, Connecticut for 36 years. He had been an electrical engineer from Pittsburgh. He was a graduate of Carnegie Tech. And he had been an engineer for 12 years before he started studies with Rabbi Stephen Wise.
And what was his full, what's his full name?
Albert L. Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. And while he was an engineer, he was interested, he was the president of the B'nai B'rith, and there were 2,000 members. He was the superintendent of the Sunday schools of four estates around Pittsburgh.
Okay, now stop just a minute. Let me stop the machine. Okay, now you can go ahead.
When you mention, now, first of all, you said you understand that David Selznick was a relative. Well, you don't know what the relationship was.
No, I really don't.
All right, well, listen to me. My father, who was your great-grandfather, was, that was Joseph Selznick, a very brilliant, handsome man, who died at the age of 62. I was born when he was 59. He died of cancer at the age of 62. Now, he was married 3 times. In those days, he was the president of the Orthodox Synagogue. And in those days, if your wife died, it was very important that the man have a wife. He remarried 3 months after his wife died. Now, my mother was his third wife. She was 27 years younger than he, and I was the last of the four children she had. He had, I don't know whether he had 13 children altogether, but your grandmother, Denny, and Saul Selznick, they were, I don't know how many there were, Sarah Blickman, they were from the first wife. Therefore, my mother's stepchildren were older than my mother.
How did Jenny spell her name?
J-E-N-N-I-E.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, Jenny, and there was a sister, Sarah Blickman, who lived, I saw her a few years before she died. She lived out at the coast. So they were, now David Selznick's father was of that group also. That was Louis J. Selznick. And he was, that was in your time, wasn't it, Henry? He was a very big film mogul. On Times Square they had this huge electrical sign advertising Louis J. Selznick's pictures. He was very important then. David came by this correctly. Now, David was his son. Louis J. had 3 sons, Howard, Myron, who was a very well-known agent, and then David, who was so brilliant. Then David would be what, a second a cousin to you? David, he was your grandmother's nephew. I mean, it's an involved family, but I will tell you this, Henry. There is so much talent in this family, this Selznick family. Well, my father was very brilliant to begin with. He was a well-known businessman in Cleveland because when my brother Leo went to the bank, they said, you're old Joseph Selznick's son. They thought very highly of him. My father built the original large apartment houses in Cleveland. He was a builder. He was a wrecker.
How did he spell
that? In the barrel business.
How did he spell his name then, with a Z?
Well, it may. I think it was with a Z in Europe. Then they came here and it was with an S.
Uh-huh.
And it was Selznick. And Louis J. dropped the second E. See, Selznick. S-E-L-E-Z-N-I-C-K. And Louis J. cut out the second E. So the name became Selznick. Now, there, in your letter you said that we have relatives in South Africa, and I met them about 50, 60 years ago, And my father, when my mother was pregnant with me, now I was just 85 this past month. And when my mother was pregnant with me, she already had 3 children. My father went to, was it South Africa you mentioned?
I think so.
Yeah, Johannesburg. They own marble mines there. And they had their own railroad spur for the marble mine. My father went there to see whether he wanted to move there and go into business. And my mother refused to go, so they remained in Cleveland. And here is this man who had 3 wives. Now, that whole large group were the first wife. That was your grandmother, Saul. There was a David Selznick. That was Iris Selznick's father. Do you know Iris?
No.
Oh, well, she lives in, she's alive in Pittsburgh.
Iris?
Iris. I-R-I-S. She was an only child of David Selznick. He was one of that group.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah?
Was Iris the one who was married to a band leader?
Yes, that's the one.
Uh-huh, and she's in Pittsburgh.
If she was, I don't know if she's still living. She was married.
I don't even, do you remember the husband's name?
No. I don't. I was trying to mention the different ones. My sister knows a lot about the family, and I wanted to tell you, there's so much I had to tell you that I don't know where to begin or where to stop. Well, we're mentioning now by the first wife, your grandmother. I'm repeating. Saul Meltzer, David Selznick, Louis Day Selznick, Sarah Glickman. There was one who was blind, half blind, Ray, and her 2 daughters are gone. She lost a daughter at the age of 27. They were by the first wife. Then the first wife died, and he married, I think, his first wife's sister 3 months after she died. And she had 2 children. One was Lil Young, and one was Hi Fine, who had been adopted when she died in childbirth by his aunt and uncle in Boston. And, that's a story in itself. He never knew he was adopted, but he used to come to Cleveland to visit with my father every summer. All the children knew that he was their brother, but he didn't know. And when he was 21 and went to vote, he learned that he was a Selznick, and he turned bitterly against his aunt and uncle, who had been wonderful to him. They had given him a wonderful musical education. He was a violinist, and he led the orchestra for that very big musical show, Choo Chin Chow. And then he became, for all the theaters here, he was in charge of the music. But he turned bitterly, bitterly against this aunt and uncle. His sister, Lil, had been raised by another aunt. And he knew about her later, about being sister. I'm trying to think. Henry, there's so much to tell you. I'm trying to remember now. You mentioned the rabbi. The rabbi was my husband. There was, now, my second marriage was my 4th cousin. He was from Marietta, Abe Sales. Their name originally was Salomowitz. There was a large family. His mother was my 4th cousin.
How did he spell his last name?
Salem, when I was married to him, was S-A-L-A-M. And he was from that Marietta contingent. And his mother and his aunt were my 4th cousins. They were Selznick, way back. Now Abe told me they used to tour the country, and they would visit all the relatives. Abe told me there was a cousin who had a club foot. He was a professor. And he traveled all over the world looking up the Selznick family and drew up a wonderful family tree stemming from 200 years back. And when he was in Mexico, there was a fire in his hotel room and the family tree was destroyed. He didn't have a copy. And Abe gave me a very sketchy tree drawn up, and I've been spending the morning going through my files, and darn it, I can't find it. showing the two, it stems from 200 years ago. It's somewhere in my file, and I've been going crazy looking for it. I file things so that I'll know where they are, and then I can't find them. It's a very sketchy family tree, and it shows the branch with your grandmother and all these children. So then by the second wife, he had two children. Then he married my mother 3 months after that wife died, and she was 27 years younger than he. I think he was 45 and she was 18, and she was gorgeous, had just come from Europe, and they were very wealthy, not they, her grandmother was very wealthy in Europe, but they were very poor in Cleveland. My mother had the most gorgeous red hair I've ever seen. She was a strawberry blonde and very beautiful, tall and slim and very beautiful. And she married this man, 45, with all these children, but for somebody who just come over and was very poor. My father at that time was very wealthy. My mother had two maids from the day she was married, wore very expensive clothes. But then my father died when I was 3, and my mother was left with all this property, all these mortgages, and ran from bank to bank, and she was left poor because she didn't know how to handle all that business. Now, I wanted to tell you this, Henry. I'm going to write a book, and I've been a decorator now for 50 years. And now that I have turned 85 and I realize I'm not going to have the strength I have, I'm going to write. I'm taking courses in creative writing. And the reason I want to write is that there is a fabulous book in our family. A wonderful, wonderful story of a highly talented family coming right down, well, I guess from my father, I don't know. But now even Rhoda, who was Lil's younger sister. Rhoda is a very unusual decorator. She has fabulous taste. I am considered in that class too, in decorating. Now, my niece Gloria was one of the top literary and drama agents in the country. She died 5 years ago at the age of 61. She was an outstanding literary agent. And I started writing while she was alive, and I had an agent write on hand, and she kept saying, Aunt Lottie, write, you have great potential, write. Well, when she died, I just dropped everything. But I now am taking courses, and they think I have potential. I don't see it. They're sure that I have potential. However, on this vacation, I'm going to start writing. I've been ill and tied up with Rose, who's my sister, and I haven't had time to write. But I hope to relax, and I'm going to continue with my lessons. In fact, the professor is going to teach me, he is teaching me, one-on-one. He doesn't even want me in his class because he feels that he can do a great deal for me. And I guess he can. He was up here for my first lesson, and in that hour he taught me a great deal. So I hope to write a book about this family. Now, remember, David Selznick was exceptionally brilliant and talented. You know that, don't you?
I've heard the name.
You only heard the name?
Yeah, I don't know much about him.
You don't know that he produced Gone with the Wind? And all those fabulous movies?
Yeah, I guess so. Right, I guess so. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of that, a little bit of that from Rose. And
then Al Jean is very talented. She's outstanding in her field. My niece was very outstanding. Now, my other niece has two sons who are so brilliant. Rose hopes when you come east someday that you will meet them. One produces plays on Broadway, and the other produces TV commercials. And at the age of 25, he won an award.
Lottie, we need the names of these people.
You're so brilliant.
Well, all the names, we need them.
You do?
Yeah, we'd like to. You mean if you just tell us here, it'll go on the machine.
All right. My mother's 4 children. You mean the 2 children by the second wife too?
Yeah, everybody.
Okay. The 2 children were Lil Young and High Fine, and they're both dead. my mother's children, my two brothers are gone. That was Bill Selznick. My sister is still living, and she's 93. Her name, that's a second marriage. Her first marriage was Rose Sapphire, S-A-F-I-E-R, and her second marriage was Shumofsky, S-H-U-M-O-S, like in Frank, S-K-Y. Then my brother Leo, who was gone, and then me. I was the youngest of all the children, and I'm 85. You know, I am so amazed that you don't know more about David Selznick. I mean, every week on a talk program or something, they're discussing him. Well, of course, Gone with the Wind, that he made every picture, Bill of Divorce with Catherine Hepburn, he made the classic. Everything he did was in excellent taste and brilliant. When he died, the World Telegram was one of the top papers in New York, and they had a headline 3 inches high on the front page when he died. David O. Selznick died. No, he was very brilliant. He was a graduate of Cornell.
Lottie, you said your sister Rose has two sons, and one of them...
Oh, my sister Rose has two daughters.
Oh, two daughters.
One died 5 years ago, Gloria. She was the agent.
Right.
Literary and drama agent. She had a lot of big stars on TV.
Okay. Who are the two nephews that are currently in...
Now, the two nephews. Gloria was not married, had no children. Rose's two daughters were Joan Kulak, K-U-L-O-K, mm-hmm. and Gloria Sapphire. Now, Gloria's dead, Joan's alive. Joan has two sons. Peter Kulak is the older one. He's the one that produces plays on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And brilliant. Oh, they're brilliant. 6'4" men, they're gorgeous men. And Spotty, who produces TV commercials, his name is Spot Kulak. And he's outstanding. He was just married in November.
How does he spell his first name?
Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
Okay.
And he was married to an adorable girl by the name of Daryl, D-A-R-Y-L. And Peter is married 6 years, and her name is Deborah Hoffman Kulak. And Scott's wife is Daryl Gruber, G-R-U-B-E-R, Kulak. Now, when Scott now is 32, and when he was 25, he won an award for that Bermuda commercial. I don't know whether you remember. It was one of the most beautiful that was ever made, where this colored fellow comes motioning to you, come back, come back. It was a beautiful commercial. And he won an award, that was 7 years ago. He's very brilliant, and he's now working on the Maxwell House. They're spending, I don't know how many millions to bring Maxwell House up, and they've hired him. He is, they've hired him at an enormous salary. But he's a very hard worker. He works 12 hours a day. He's down at the office at 6 and 7 in the morning. And he was a very hard worker, very brilliant. But with it all, the sweetest, most compassionate, the most tender. Nobody ever had grandsons like Rose has and these two grandsons. Each one comes up every week. They take her shopping. Scott will come up and cook her dinner when he isn't too tied down for this job. Scott's a great chef, But everything he does is exceptional. Shows that Rose has two very exceptional sons, a grandson. Peter comes down and does her bookkeeping every week, and they call her like every single day, sometimes twice a day. She's blessed with those grandsons because, of course, Rose isn't well now. You see, Henry, there's so very much in this book that I hope to write. There are so many interesting stories. I mean, that I'm going to start with my mother from Europe, about before they came over, where her grandmother was so wealthy, and they sent her over with such a trousseau, thinking, as in those days they used the expression, the streets were lined in gold, and she was so beautiful. They send her over with a trousseau, and then they come to this country and they're very poor. And I'm starting with that. Then there are so many interesting stories within the family, within the Selznick family, about High Fine, about the adoption, about the when Louis Day was at the peak of his success in the film business, he sent High Fine and my brother Phil and their wives to Australia to open a Selznick office. And then how the only pictures I ever saw of High Fine were little tiny snaps taken on a boat, and how I recognized him years later on the train. And I kept saying to my husband, that man is my brother. We were going up to Providence. But my husband was very jealous of me. I was very young then. And he said, I said, I'm going over. Oh, no, no. But then when he took his straw hat off of the top rack, I saw the initials H.S. I said, that is my brother. And he said, how would you know it was your brother? You haven't seen him since you were a baby. Well, at any rate, we registered at the same hotel, and I called up to find out, yes, it was he, and we were up until 3 o'clock in the morning talking. He was so thrilled when he discovered he had all these brothers and sisters because he's grown up as an only child. Well, anyhow, I'm talking now. I'm going off at so many tangents.
There's
so much to tell you.
Could we ask one question about Jenny?
Oh, yes, please do.
Okay. Was she married in Europe and have one or two children over there before she came to the States?
Now, Henry wrote that, and Rose says she easily could have, and then had more when she came to this country.
Right.
Now, I didn't know that, where the children were born, but that would be easy to find out, because if Mother was born in Cleveland, it would be in the birth records. I found Rose and Phil registered in the birth records in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor didn't register me, and I had to be registered in Columbus. But Phil and Rose is 93 and Phil would have been 96. They were in the birth records.
How come they missed you?
Huh?
How come they missed you?
Well, my mother told me she had a very busy doctor, and in those days, if they were very busy, very often they would slip up on registering the new baby.
Mm-hmm.
But the two older ones were in the birth records, which would mean to Henry. But if you wrote there, you would probably find if Mother was born in Cleveland, she might very well be in that birth record. Otherwise, or did you have any records of when they come over from Europe?
Well, it's pretty confusing because there is naturalization papers for my mother.
There's a naturalization from, you mean from Jenny?
No, for my mother.
Now, wait a minute, Henry, whose mother?
Mine, Ida.
Oh, Ida? Yeah. You have naturalization papers for her?
Also a birth certificate.
A birth certificate? Henry, I can't hear you.
Yes, it's that's why I say it's very confusing, and
well,
we don't.
If you have naturalization papers for Mother, for Ida, then she was brought over from Europe.
Except that we also have a birth certificate from Cleveland.
Oh, you do.
Yeah.
Now, what year was the naturalization paper for Mother?
I don't, Lottie. Huh?
1930.
Okay, Helen says it's 1930, so you can't tell.
Well, that's not the naturalization for Jenny. No, Jenny came. My father's in naturalization, I think, was 1887.
Yeah.
I have that in my box.
Yeah, no, this it's very confused, Lottie, and that's why we'll have to have somebody check it out.
Well, I know what year my father was naturalized. It's likely that your grandmother, it was about the same time. And then the birth certificate, well, that should be easy to iron out.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll check into it.
If your father was naturalized in what year?
I think it was 87. I've got it in my box. I have to look it up when I look at my safety box.
Right.
I think it was 87.
Mm-hmm. And did you know Ida when you lived in Cleveland?
Honey, when you mentioned, when I was married to Al, who was from Pittsburgh, yes, I knew. When we were in Pittsburgh visiting with his parents, we had dinner with Ida at that beautiful French house. Do you live in that house?
No, we live in the city.
Oh, you live in the city. Well, she had this, I wonder if Dad, when did Dad die, Henry?
76.
Oh, then Dad was alive. I don't remember him, but Ida was always one of the most adored ones in the whole family, honey. And we had dinner at their home. So I knew Ida, but my sister, who was closer to her age, knew her even better, because she sort of grew up with her. My sister's 8 years older than I.
But your sister knew her in Cleveland.
Well, Rose used to visit in Pittsburgh. Rose used to visit with Saul and Helen, who died, and Will.
But I think Ida lived in Cleveland when she was little, so.
Oh, then I must ask Rose if she knew Ida then.
Yeah.
In Cleveland, if she knew her as a little girl.
Right.
I didn't know she lived in Cleveland.
Right.
Did they move to Pittsburgh how many years ago?
I don't know, but we understand that she was born in or spent her early years in Cleveland and then moved to Pittsburgh.
Now then, Rose will know that because, they did live in Cleveland because Rose was telling me that my father would get a call from a bank to iron out something about Jenny's husband. And he'd go running over there, so Jenny was living in Cleveland. She did live in Cleveland.
Yeah, and then the brother that lived here also helped her a lot financially.
Who was that, Saul?
No, this would be...
You mean, are you talking about Jenny's brothers?
Yeah, it would be her brother David, would it?
David lived in Boston at that time. But
well, this would be Milt.
Now, wait a minute, tell him. Louis J. Selznick lived in Pittsburgh for a while. He was in the jewelry business.
Okay.
Wilson Saul lived in Pittsburgh. And David. But David lived in Boston at that time.
Okay, well this would have been Lil Lefkowitz's father.
That was Saul.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Saul.
Right.
He helped her.
Was that did he spell that S-A-U-L or S-O-L?
S-O-L.
Yeah.
Saul. No, I don't know.
Yeah, because the story that we heard, that I heard from Lil Lefkowitz,
yes,
was that Jenny's husband would disappear for long periods of time.
Right. He was no good. And Rose told me that when she lived in Cleveland, the bank, he would get in trouble. The bank would call my father, and they talked very highly of my father. And he'd go running over the bank to iron the problem out. That's right.
And Saul Selznick did the same thing in Pittsburgh.
He did.
Yeah.
Jenny then did live in Cleveland, and I can ask my sister if she remembers about how old Ida was when they moved to Pittsburgh. Rose would know more than I.
All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Henry, were you close to Rose Meltzer? Rose, your aunt?
She would come and visit with my mother, and once when I was younger, we went out when they lived on Rodeo Drive in Los Angeles. I went out to visit with them, and on another occasion, I visited out there.
Oh, but visited with Rose?
Yeah, but in the later years, I really didn't see that much of her.
She was, we are a peculiar family. Because Abe and I went up to see Rose. Abe knew her well. When she moved into that beautiful apartment, we went up to see her. And she didn't have us meet her daughter, Algie. I didn't meet her. And Rhoda, I met her son, but she had that beautiful daughter, Janet. And Rhoda didn't have her daughter over. We were at Rhoda's for dinner quite often. And we never met her daughter. That's an odd family. I mean, we are an odd family, but not this end of it. We're very close. I mean, our entire end, we're very close. Now, Henry, if and when I get started writing on this book, I was explaining to you how much talent has come down through the family that I feel there's so many odd angles to be incorporated into this book if you acquire any information. But I don't think so. I mean, anybody in this day and age who doesn't know a lot about David Selznick, with all that's been on TV and all that's been in the newspapers, then you probably would not be able to dig up information that I don't already have.
Well, Lottie, I think that that's probably true. And however, what I'm doing, as
yes.
I explained in the letter,
yes.
is that there is a focus of genealogical research
right.
in Salt Lake City. And I have sent a copy of what I know,
good.
Along with what I've been able to acquire,
yes.
to Salt Lake City. And there's a lady out there who specializes in